Off the Ball, GAA.
It's good to make history for the club, and as you see, like, SARS, it means everything to us. After losing county final, to get to a Munster final and represent ourselves and our community, it means everything to
join
us.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Barbara Condon, CEO, Rahama. So Game Changer was launched today here in Croke Park, and basically Game Changer is a partnership between the GAA, Rahama and the White Ribbon Campaign, and it's basically a stage model project that's going to create a pathway of awareness, engagement and action on domestic and sexual gender-based violence. So it aims to do a couple of things. It's going to tackle the culture that exists in Ireland around sexual violence. It's going to encourage men and boys to be active allies in active allyship for eradicating gender-based violence. It's also going to raise awareness about the harms and consequences of human trafficking for sexual exploitation. And it's about encouraging behaviours that highlight gender equality and respect for women.
And why in particular is the partnership with the GAA important, and why do you think that it can work, that it can get out to more people across the country because of the reach of the GAA?
Well, the GAA is the heartbeat of all communities, and the GAA has a massive reach because it's in every town, city and village across the country. I suppose why I fundamentally believe in it is because I'm very involved in my own local GAA community. I'm the Healthy Clubs officer and I coach children with additional needs. And I know from the Healthy Clubs programme, I'm also the Leinster rep on the National Healthy Clubs Steering Committee, so I know the work that the GAA does. And what's so unique about the Healthy Clubs initiative is it's not just for GAA members, it's for the wider membership of communities. So the reach of this goes beyond the GAA, you know, it goes... You know, so even though there's a reach of 1 million people, it's beyond that again, because anybody who's in any community where there's a healthy club, you know, they can avail of what's on in the club. So the reach is really important. But sporting organisations are very important platforms to raise awareness. And we would hope, you know, that other sporting organisations would be inspired by Game Changer and may take a similar stand as well.
And for people that might be unaware of what is going on in Ireland with violence against women, can you give us an insight into it?
So unfortunately, we have an epidemic of domestic, sexual, gender-based violence. 1 in 3 women suffer psychological abuse, and 1 in 4 have been sexually have endured sexual violence from their partners. So that, like, those numbers are massive, you know. And in terms of human trafficking, you know, we have a significant problem in Ireland, and people think this doesn't happen in Ireland. They think, or if it happens, it only happens in Dublin. This is a national problem. It's in every town, city and village across the country. And women, predominantly foreign women, are being trafficked. Migrant women are being trafficked into Ireland up to 90%. And they're housed all around, you know, there's pop-up brothels happening around all around the country, in rural Ireland as well as urban and suburbia. So domestic and sexual gender-based violence is happening, but it's not talked about. There's a slight awareness about domestic violence, or there's an increased awareness, should I say, since COVID, because it came to light. But in terms of sexual violence and sexual exploitation, sometimes, you know, it can be a difficult conversation, but difficult conversations doesn't mean they shouldn't happen. You know, in fact, it's more important that they should happen. And we need to raise the awareness for everybody to know what's actually happening. Because what we see every day, we witness the devastating impact that sexual violence and sexual exploitation has on the women who come in our doors, and indeed on their families. And it's lifelong. The recovery is lifelong from the profound trauma that they endure. And we want a society where all women and girls are free from harm, free from violence and sexual exploitation. And all women and girls should be afforded the opportunity to have a safe environment, but also to be able to reach their full potential.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Declan McNally, it's lovely to be here in Croke Park, and it's nice to be here for such an important event as well, the launch of Game Changer. Why is it important for you to be here today?
Yeah, well, we've come down here today. I've come down with my parents and my brother.
Unfortunately, we lost our sister Natalie back in December 2022. Ever since, we've been looking to, you know, raise awareness of gender-based violence. This is a fantastic initiative here by GAA today. We're invited down by Colin Regan, and we just want to come here and lend our support, hear how the initiative's going, how it's going to be rolled out, and it's really positive, so we're delighted to come here and support.
Tell us a little bit about Natalie, if you can.
Yeah, Natalie, obviously, her sister, and she was passionate girl, loved Armagh, I wouldn't miss Armagh matches. Our Natalie worked for TransLink as well, and she would organise to get extra trains and all put on when Armagh were going down. So she loved it, and some of her best memories here in Croke Park. So she never missed a match when Armagh got. And we just try and keep raising awareness in her memory, and so that you know, that other people don't have to suffer like Natalie did, and we have, you know.
I'm incredibly sorry for your loss, and I suppose the support from the GAA, how important has that been for you and for your family?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Right from the beginning, the GAA, I can remember the days after the match, I think it was a McKenna Cup match, and they had a minute silence for Natalie, and then they brought us down to Armagh was the first National League match, you know, and give us support and a round of applause for Natalie. And ever since, or I should even mention the local clubs, like all the local clubs, our Rogue, St. Peter's, they were all bringing stuff around even at the time of Natalie's funeral. Like, and you see, you know, what a force for good the GAA is. And here's another, example of it here today. So, it means a lot to us. I don't know, people might remember we walked down to Croke Park on All-Ireland final day. Well, it took us 5 days to get here. And the president, John Burns, brought us in. We got our photo taken on the day, you know. So it's cherished memories. So, like, the GAA has just been wonderful, and you know, it's a force for good, and here they are, you know, trying to make a difference again. We can only commend them.
Yeah, and it's incredible what you and your family are doing as well. What is your message to young people today, to people across Ireland that maybe see this initiative and they want to make a difference, they want their voices heard?
Yeah, I just say get involved, you know. If you listen to all the speakers here today, they were saying, you know, every change starts with a small step, but any time that you're getting involved in an initiative like this, when you're calling out misogyny or sexism, you're making a difference. It might seem small, but together all the small things add up. So I just encourage everyone to get behind the initiative and work with the GAA on it, because it's badly needed.
Declan, thank you so much for your time.
No problem, thank you.
Minister Helen McEntee, it's great to have you here today for the initiative of Game Changer with the GAA. Can you tell me why you think it's important to have an initiative like this?
Oh, look, there's so many reasons. This is a huge collaboration between all of our Gaelic associations, with Ruhama, which is a wonderful organisation, supporting women who have been victims of domestic and sexual violence, with the Men's Development Network. But there's so many other partners involved here as well, through health and education. And the primary focus is on raising awareness, but also changing behaviours. And so much of what we need to do in terms of combating domestic and sexual violence, it's about changing the behaviours which underpin so many of the actions and so much of what we see happening. I mean, we have an epidemic of domestic and sexual violence in our country. So much of it is happening behind closed doors. So much of it for so many years was not being talked about, was not being discussed. That's changing now. And so to have the reach and access of our Gaelic associations, over 1 million people, focusing on that message that we need to change behaviours, we need to acknowledge that it's a problem, and we need to do everything that we can to prevent violence against women. Today is the International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women and Girls, but it's also the first of 16 days of activism. So I hope today will kickstart, obviously, this conversation over the 16 days ahead of what we've done, but what more we need to do to support women and girls.
And what would your message be to people across Ireland in order to start the conversation, and if they do see something or hear something, to speak about it?
you all have an opportunity here to be game changers. That's what we're called here, game changers. And I think this has the potential to be a game changer. Every single one of us, whether it's calling out inappropriate comments, whether it's calling out particular behaviours, whether it's reaching out to support someone, acknowledging what might be happening to them, we all have an opportunity, be it in our personal or indeed our work as well, to do everything that we can to try and combat domestic and sexual violence. So that's why this is so important. It's a grassroots-led campaign and collaboration, which means every single person has a role. It's not just the justice system or people working in it. It's not just the health system. It's not just education. It's every single member of the community. You all have a role here. In particular, boys and men have a role here to be game changers, and that's really what we're encouraging.
And it's important for women to have a voice and to feel safe. We saw in the recent case with Nikita Hand, she won her civil case against Conor McGregor. What is your message to young girls, to women across the country that are seeing what Nikita has been through, and that she came out so bravely and spoke so well? What's your message to all of them?
Firstly, just to Nikita, I mean, I'm in awe of her bravery and her strength and the leadership that she has shown over the last number of months and years, in fact, because this has taken years. I think it shows that when you come forward and when you stand up, that there are supports and there are resources and there is justice at the end of the day, as challenging as that can be. So I would encourage any woman, any young girl who's been a victim of domestic and sexual violence to please come forward. The more people come forward, the more we ensure that the changes that need to be made, and while there's a lot of progress has been made, there's so much more we need to do to make our justice system more victim friendly, to make sure that victims feel supported when they come forward. But the more women like Nikita that come forward and tell their story, as difficult as it can be, we know it encourages others, and that's a really, really positive thing.
Anuk Thron, Gearla Burns, it's great to be here today at Croke Park for the Game Changer Initiative, which is the GAA coming together for violence against women to put an end to it and have their say in it. Why is it important for the GAA to be involved in this initiative?
Well, it's very important because in Ireland we do have a problem, and across the world, with gender-based violence. We have a problem with men murdering women in its rawest form, and it's time that we all did something about it, and it's time that men stood up to try and do something about it. And the fact that we had such a big crowd here today at this launch, and that the minister was here the week of the election, speaks volumes to the amount of support that there is, and that this is the time to do it. And I suppose it was really in the aftermath of the murder of Aisling that the GAA began having a conversation with ourselves. What was the best way for us to strategically place ourselves to do something significant and meaningful, not just box ticking or not just tokenism, but something that is really meaningful, using the influence that we have throughout the country and throughout the world, really, in all Irish communities, to be a force for change.
And how can the GAA help, do you think? Getting into clubs, getting the message heard?
Well, I think the position that the GAA has as an honest broker in society, because we are a values-based organisation, because community and respect are so important to us, that I think that when we speak, we have a massive audience. We are in every parish in Ireland. And the message that we have, that we give, do get through to people. And we are trying to shift the dial, to change a culture, to shine a light into a very dark area of Irish society. And it's not just gender-based violence. It's where all of this can begin. It's with young men having conversations with themselves about their use of pornography, about their attitudes towards women, how to speak, for example, in WhatsApp groups about women, and completely changing the perspective that many of us have around the whole issue of how we approach relationships, what an intimate relationship looks like. And before I became president of the GAA, I'm principal of a massive size school in South Armagh. So this is a space that I'm very passionate about and I know already.
And the death of Aisling Murphy, it hit a lot of GAA people. Her club was representative here today. How can it get into to clubs that when they don't know what to do, when they want to ask the questions, how can they get the help by, I suppose, reaching out to the GAA?
Well, there were two, I suppose, big events, even though every murder is equally devastating for the loved ones who are left behind. For the GAA family, Aisling Murphy was our big moment, and then Natalie McNally in my own county in Armagh. And again, we are not going to do this on our own. I think that there's an incremental move that society has to make to try and make the world a safer place for women. And it's what we can all use our influence to change the culture. So, for example, in a very simple term, if I go for a walk with my wife, we go to a place where she knows she can't walk on her own. Even though I would see that as a safe place, she wouldn't see it as a safe place, because any type of an enclosed path where women would be on their own is a place that is unsafe for women. And that's something that we as men very often overlook, and we take for granted the fact that we can go into places that women can't do. And that's a very small part of the outworkings of a scenario where women feel unsafe to be on their own.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Frances Fitzgerald. I'm currently on the G7 Gender Equality Advisory Committee, but I've just finished 5 years as an MEP, where I led the first ever Directive on Violence Against Women and Gender-Based and Domestic Violence.
And Frances, for you to be here today at this event with the GAA to have an initiative like Game Changer, what does it mean to you to be in the room here today and to see so many men and women here to support it?
I have just said to the president of the GAA that I am incredibly touched by today's event. I think it's absolutely critical. It's where we need to be. It is what it says it is. It is a game changer. We need more men involved, and it's a fantastic program of events to break the cycle of violence against women, and particularly to have such a major sporting organization so heavily committed to this issue in the way that they are with Game Changer. It is absolutely groundbreaking.
Why do you feel, Frances, that this is needed in Ireland?
Because women have been really very often struggling on their own. First of all, the women who are impacted by violence, to bring it to attention. It's very hard to have the courage to speak out. We've seen that more and more. The women's organisations have been working on this issue. But it really is still hidden in plain sight. So we need society at large. And it's great to have sporting organisations involved, because the GAA has a reach into every community. And this is about a message to young boys. It's for older men. It's for everyone.
Yeah.
It is great to see male leaders taking a leading role in fighting what the minister called an epidemic of violence against women in Ireland, and indeed, as I know, internationally.
And having been involved against violence against women here in Ireland, what change have you seen over the years, or have you seen any change?
Well, you know, 30 years ago when I was chair of the National Women's Council, I would have thought that violence against women would be gone by this stage, 30 years later. But actually it's increasing, and that's so disturbing. What I have seen is greater support for women. What I have seen is more legislation to protect women, to prevent violence against women, to protect women and to prosecute, mostly, sadly, the men who are involved, and far more services, more awareness generally. But we still have a lot of work to do to prevent this epidemic.
Frances, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Off the Ball, GAA.